This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Moms, dads, are you the parent of a student-athlete? Do you want to know how to get the most out of youth sports? If so, listen to the Next Pitch podcast to give you the tools to raise an aspiring athlete. It's not simple, but we talk straight and give you the best insight there is when it comes to youth sports. We'll cover everything from nutrition and training to mental toughness and teamwork. It's a podcast you can listen to together with your kids so everyone can benefit. Follow Next Pitch on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Good news! Donald Trump has restored commercial fishing on over a half a million square miles of U.S. Pacific waters. This is a similar thing to our minerals restrictions, mining restrictions, all of the craziness. Can't go get our own. We'll handicap ourselves, then rely on others, some of whom hate us, for their stuff and pay exorbitant prices. So American commercial fishing in the Pacific, Lee.
And that's good news, because on the PhD weight loss diet, that's fish is one of the things that you
can actually eat. Right. I know I eat a lot of shrimp. Yeah.
But I'm a fan of the salmon, so.
Yeah. I'm allergic to salmon.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay. I should have mentioned that.
Yeah. So, yes, we're going to actually get to fish our own waters. We're the only country that over the last 50 years has repeatedly embargoed itself. We embargo other countries that we're punishing. Like, think Iran, right? Oil, Iraq, Iran, when we're punishing them, we'll put an embargo on them. And we put an embargo on ourselves just because Democrats hate us. And we've done that with oil. We've done that with, you know, fishing, all kinds of punishments. I'm not exactly sure what the sanctions are for, Lee, but we are punished. So Donald Trump has unleashed over half a million square miles of U.S. Pacific waters for seafood fishing. You know what all this is if you watch what he's doing hour by hour, day by day? And folks might not understand the method to his madness, but it is important. In order to be able to cut, which we desperately need to do, from the spending by Congress, in order to be able to cut, you can't just go in there and lop off $2 trillion out of the deficit. I wish we could, because the economy would collapse. And I've explained this, you know, exhaustively. Dave Bratt, the head of the finance department at Liberty University, has explained it. Right now, if we went and just stopped all the printing and borrowing, we'd be at negative 10% GDP growth. So that would make the Great Depression, not the Great Recession, but the Great Depression look like a picnic. Because that fake funny money has now supplanted economic activity that is very real. So what do you have to do? You have to cut, or we're going to begin to have trouble selling bonds, but you've got to do it regularly but slowly. And the only way to keep the economy from getting very sick very fast when you cut is you gradually pull back while spurring economic activity. Trump is looking for every economic lever he can throw to generate real economic activity as he at the same time, and you're going to see this in the coming weeks, going to be a fascinating test to Congress. I can't wait to see it, where he's sending them a rescission package. The first one is a test. It's a test of Republicans, right? Are Republicans willing and able to cut funding while we go broke for NPR and PBS, Lee? Will they do it? He's sending them a $9 billion rescission package, brilliantly structured. It's got defunding for NPR, defunding for PBS. They hate us. They're liars. They told us Hunter Biden's laptop wasn't real. And then when it turns out it was real, they refused to cover it. That's who they are. So they are of no use to the American people, basically, whatsoever. So those two get defunded. That's about $1.1 billion. And then he tacks on another almost $9 billion in USAID funding for stupid stuff. And puts it all together to see what the Republicans will do. This is a missile lobbed at Congress. And they're running around, oh, Doge, we love Doge. We love cuts. Yeah, we want to cut. All right, here's an opportunity. Because you know what? You could do it with 51%. So do it. Cut it. This is, by the way, Russ Vogt says, that's Trump's budget guy, the first of these rescission packages that will be coming to Congress. So all of these Republicans, Lee, who say, well, we want to cut. We don't want to print anymore. We don't like it. We don't like borrowing anymore. Okay, cool. Cut. Here we go. I'm not sure they can get the votes for this. I'm not.
No.
This is a test. See, what the beauty of it is, as a Republican congressman, well, sorry, as a Democrat congressman pretending to be a Republican congressman, which many of them are.
Well, there is that.
Yeah. Do you want to run in a primary when you have voted against defunding NPR and PBS? You want to run in that primary? Okay. Or you could just join with Trump and begin cutting. So this is how Trump's chosen to do it, to, you know, get they pass this bill, this grotesque bill that blows Biden's spending out of the water, all-time high deficits. And I was waiting for the parts to keep, would Trump try to claw this stuff back? And it looks like he's going to do that. I mean, the headline NBC News, I hate to admit, is not incorrect. Despite Doge, Trump's agenda calls for adding trillions of dollars to the U.S. debt. Yeah, it takes us to $50 trillion in nine years. That actually assumes that the whole financial picture doesn't collapse before then. As Ray Dalio is now warning us again, it's going to. So here's what's going on. It's very fascinatingly. You've got hedge fund billionaire Ray Dalio weekly now is on CNBC. And he's saying to the Republicans now, it's who he's talking to, We are months away from the debt death cycle, from diving into that. The debt death cycle is when you have to borrow money to pay the interest on the money you borrowed, but you've got to borrow the money at higher interest rates than the money you borrowed that you're paying off. Nobody comes out of it alive, not financially. But he's saying the good news is that if we cut our deficit to 3% of GDP, so that's going to be roughly like cut it by 1.1, 1.2, 1.3 trillion, something like that, very close to that. He said, we do that, we can survive this. But he was on CNBC, Lee, the other day saying this, but let's do math. There are not enough bond buyers to buy the bonds to borrow the money to pay for Lindsey Graham's budget. They don't exist unless there's an alien invasion. So be on the lookout for that.
And you mean from the skies, not the sun?
Yeah, from the skies. They come in here and buy bonds. Yeah. Short of that scenario, no, it's not there. And Dalio is warning, we could have a disastrous bond sale where not enough people show up. And when that happens, what does he say? They start selling. You get people holding the bonds, start selling. The fear of that is what drove the rates on the bonds up. So Trump realizes these Republicans do not care any more than the Democrats, including Lindsey Graham and Mike Johnson, about the financial solvency of this country. They do not care about any of it. And he's going to lose a vote. He's not going to get his agenda through. So his choice is, I'm going to put my agenda through, and I'm going to send rescission packages to Congress. He's starting with a $9 billion cut. Let's see. And we got to do it soon. Now, Dalio was just back on TV 2 days ago. Same thing. And he uses, if you don't know what he's talking, he says 3% of GDP. Right now we're spending 7% of GDP. And he's saying that will end us in the debt cycle. We've got to stop. So the first thing to do is to shore up the bond market. And we got to do it now. And when you think about who Ray Dalio is, okay? Lee, he's not a conservative, okay? This is a guy who regularly speaks at the World Economic Forum, made a lot of his money in China. He's one of them. He's a globalist. So when he says this stuff, and you watch how he says it, he's very gentle. They have him on CNBC try to get him to condemn Trump's tariffs. He won't do it. And that's why I take him seriously. He keeps backing off. He's like, well, you know, okay, we can discuss that. But, you know, here we go. We got to stop the debt cycle. Can't do this anymore. Lindsey Graham and Mike Johnson, you understand, there's not enough bodies to buy the bonds. But here's what we can do. He's basically telling them, look, you got to start voting for these Trump rescission packages. You got to start. We don't have time. We don't. This is not a game anymore. It's not funny. It's not cute. It's not 1996. But we'll see where we are. And so the rubber's about to hit the road here.
Yeah, this bond situation is not working out the way it should.
It's very frightening.
Yeah. And that's what is really going to break the bank, literally and figuratively.
And it's also going to break Republican Party maybe for generation, because let me tell you why they're lying about it. They're saying, oh, tariffs are causing this with the bond. No, they're not. No, they're not. There has been, no doubt, some dumping of bonds by angry countries because of tariffs. But Ray Dalio, if you go Google it, has been warning for a few years that we would hit the debt cycle, you know, on and off once or twice a year. He's become more frantic about it. He's every week now. And that started before the tariffs. Actually, way before the tariffs. So the media is hoping they can pin this situation on the tariffs when it's actually what Congress is doing. And again, unfortunately, the record-shattering spending by – and the reason I'm picking on Lindsey Graham, he's the chairman of the Budget Committee. This is his budget in the Senate. And the one they have to reconcile it with is the one in the House. So they haven't passed a final one yet. But this is their chance to save the dollar, save bonds, save the financial solvency of the United States of America. They don't seem interested in any way. And I'm fascinated by that. Really, really interested in that. I mean, is it stupidity? Are they like children? Representative Ralph Norman came on the show one time and said, no, they're not evil. They're like children. It's always been this way. They want to spend the money. They don't care. Their donors want the money spent. They don't care. They're not interested enough to figure out what kind of situation is America in. Turn on the TV, watch Ray Dalio, ask questions. They're not interested. I don't know which it is, but it's got to stop. Or maybe it's just they've always been able to do it. Nothing ever crashed. Well, we don't need a crash on our watch. And this is what Dalio is saying. We don't have to have one. We don't have to have one.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Moms, dads, are you the parent of a student athlete? Do you want to know how to get the most out of youth sports? If so, listen to the Next Pitch podcast to give you the tools to raise an aspiring athlete. It's not simple, but we talk straight and give you the best insight there is when it comes to youth sports. We'll cover everything from nutrition and training to mental toughness and teamwork. It's a podcast you can listen to together with your kids so everyone can benefit. Follow Next Pitch on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts.
St. Kilmar, who has, of course, been beatified. St. Kilmar, patron saint, apparently, of white wife beaters and gang members, has been immaculated. Rush Limbaugh term there. Has been immaculated, and Democrats are seeking to save him. They expected horrific suffering by St. Kilmar, but no. Had a bit of paunch on him. Looks like he's put on some pounds since he went into that El Salvadorian prison. So he's very clearly well-fed. And we know this because of the epic post posted by Nayib Bukele, the head of El Salvador. Kilmar Abrigo Garcia, pictured with Democrat Senator Van Hollen. Kilmar Abrigo Garcia, miraculously risen from the, quote, death camps, unquote, and torture, now sipping margaritas with Senator Van Hollen in the tropical paradise of El Salvador, exclamation point, Bukele tweets. He follows up with this. Now that he's been confirmed healthy, he gets the honor of staying in El Salvador's custody. Okay. What led up to this was nothing less than a freak show. With the senator who's in El Salvador recording videos complaining that armed officers won't let him pass. He's trying to basically drive up to and walk into the prison as if he's a citizen of that country or I don't know what. And so he's acting like he is being afflicted because he can't just walk into El Salvador, go wherever he wants. Like they allow Democrat illegal immigrants to do here. If you're an illegal immigrant, you're presumed to be a Democrat. Ergo, you can come to America, drive around, go around wherever you want. So Bukele actually tweeted a picture of St. Kilmar having a margarita with the senator. Oh, you can't make this up. That is some very interesting information came out overnight about St. Kilmar's history. Where should we begin? Well, St. Kilmar likes to beat his wife. According to the multiple law enforcement reports that she filed.
Right, but how does that necessarily stoke inflation? I think the debate and what probably Scott Bessent would argue.
Laura Ingraham had those reports last night. Okay, here we go. St. Kilmar beats his wife.
Well, the upstanding migrant that Dems are crying over was accused of, by his wife, of abuse. Now, for those yelling, there is no proof. It's right here, written in Jennifer Vasquez's own handwriting when she petitioned the court and received a protective order against her spouse. In August of 2020, she said he hit her in the eye, leaving a purple mark. In November of 2020, she said he hit me with his work boot. Oh, that doesn't hurt. In May of 2021, he punched and scratched me on my left eye, leaving me bleeding. And later that day, he got angry and started yelling again. He ripped my shorts and shirt. He grabbed me by the arm. I have marks. She wrote that she was scared. I'm afraid to be close to him, she said. And now she says, well, she just acted out of abundance of caution.
That's a little beating here and there. I'm sure Maryland fathers beat women all the time. But then last night, something strange began to break on Jesse Waters about that quote-unquote Maryland father, who, by the way, MSNBC suggested should sue Trump for defamation for suggesting he's anything other than a Maryland father who's just a really nice guy. Except this.
He was flagged on a transnational organized crime watch list. Yeah. Democrats' favorite political prisoner is on a transnational organized crime watch list.
Huh.
Legendary Democrat strategist James Carville, who's lost his marbles, says, forget ordinary people.
Yeah. So James Carville asked about St. Kilmar. This is where he's going with this. James Carville, Democrat strategist, kind of dean of the party, asked point blank by a liberal Democrat podcaster, should we just focus on ordinary Americans? Should we do that? Nah.
People say, well, should we really fight on this turf? Or should we fight more on ordinary people? And this we should fight on. You can't pivot to an economic issue. Wait a minute. This is why we think we are a country. There's real wisdom in it.
Real wisdom.
And history has taught us that.
Yeah.
And first they came for him, and then we're going to say no right there. We got to keep fighting this. I think this is worthy of being on the top agenda of things that we're going to fight over, is get this guy back home.
Yeah, get him. He's absolutely home. He's just here, which is really weird because he's not a citizen of here, but he is a citizen of El Salvador, though. So why this is his home is not clear. But anyway, Jesse Waters nailing this last night.
Garcia was arrested in a gang sweep in connection to a murder investigation in a frequent gang area with three active members of MS-13. Informants told police Garcia was an active member of MS-13 with the Westerns clique. And when they scooped him up this year, they showed him photos of him on camera with other members of MS-13. You don't think police did surveillance before they picked him up? Wait until those pictures come out. Police say there's no doubt.
You've looked at the evidence. Are you convinced, as the White House says, he's an MS-13 member?
Oh, 1,000%. Yes, indeed. 1,000%.
No doubt.
Not only that, he's And he's a domestic violence abuser. Kudos on the Trump administration for removing the criminal. Horrible on Senator Van Hollen for wanting to bring him back.
Not only was he gang-tied and interrogated over human and drug smuggling, in 2022, Homeland Security said he was a suspect in a human trafficking incident after he was pulled over with eight other individuals in the vehicle. This is in Tennessee. Garcia told police he was driving for 3 days from Texas to Maryland, but there was no luggage in the car. He said he was just bringing in people to perform construction work. Texas to Maryland, kind of a long commute to work. Garcia was driving on an expired driver's license in someone else's car. Cops asked him, whose car is it? Garcia said, my boss, in construction. Police asked the passengers their addresses, and they all gave Garcia's address. But Garcia lived in Maryland, and they were coming from Texas. But cops just let Garcia off with a warning for driving on an expired license, which is weird because he was flagged on a transnational organized crime watch list. Yeah, Democrats' favorite political prisoner is on a transnational organized crime watch list.
Just like any typical Maryland dad, I'm sure they're all on transnational criminal watch list. By the way, Senator Van Hollen said after drinking the margarita with St. Kilmer that he was able to call Kilmer's wife and assure her everything was fine. She's very worried. He's very stressed out by this. He says he's been in regular contact with St. Kilmer's wife, which is like really weird because he's also the senator, you know, he's senator for Maryland where the Marins live, as in Rachel Marin, the rape victim, with every inch of her body bearing either a cut or a bruise, that one. And it's really weird because Senator Van Hollen never called Rachel Marin's family. Not once. No email, no snail mail, nothing. Not a single call to see if they were okay. Anyway, there's breaking news about St. Kilmer. Wait till you hear this. Coming up next. Okay.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Moms, dads, are you the parent of a student-athlete? Do you want to know how to get the most out of youth sports? If so, listen to the Next Pitch podcast to give you the tools to raise an aspiring athlete. It's not simple, but we talk straight and give you the best insight there is when it comes to youth sports. We'll cover everything from nutrition and training to mental toughness and teamwork. It's a podcast you can listen to together with your kids so everyone can benefit. Follow Next Pitch on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hey, breaking news on St. Kilmer, the precious El Salvadorian MS-13 gang member. Democrats are grieving over losing. Yeah. From the Tennessee Star. Just broke a huge story. In 2022, when he wasn't beating his wife, St. Kilmer was stopped driving without a license. We just heard some of that on Jesse Waters, right? Tennessee Highway Patrol catches him. He's got 7 illegals in the back. 7 people inside. He's driving them from Texas to Maryland. And the Tennessee Highway Patrol then learned he was on the transnational criminal watch list. You know, it's like most Maryland dads are. They're all on it. It's very normal. Anyway, they then learned he was, the illegal immigrant, was on the transnational criminal watch list. So they called Biden's FBI. Asking, we got this guy. He's on transnational criminal watch list. You want to pick him up? He's an illegal immigrant. Driving without a license, we got him on a crime, we can hold him. Do you want him? What do you think the FBI said? No. In fact, they told the Tennessee Highway Patrol to release Hank Kilmar, despite all of the crimes involved here, and the fact that he seemed to be caught in the middle of human trafficking. St. Kilmar was then released due to the Biden FBI order and the Tennessee Highway Patrol concerns about human trafficking. In other words, they'd caught him in the midst of another, yet another crime. So of course, understand this is on top of a court and the Maryland police finding that they believed he was in MS-13 and two judges finding that too, as, you know, in their orders, including one judge who said that St. Kilmar was too dangerous to release, given all the evidence before him. But other than that, he's a great guy. You would love him. Like, you know, have him to your cookout, hang out with him, have him work a Democrat precinct, something like that. I don't know. It'll be great. Yeah, that's who he is. So, okay. Meanwhile, folks, can I dive into something here? Because I've been ignoring this all week, and some of you have asked me to address it. It's really grating me. It's just hit critical mass with me, and I'm annoyed. This is just stupid. Real ID. I've been getting all kinds of texts all week. Oh my God, what is Trump doing? Tyranny. Real ID, tyranny. End of the world. Are you serious? Is this a joke? 56% of Americans already have a real ID. I'm one of them. My daughter, when she got her license, it was just automatically real ID. Oh, what is real ID? Creepy government. Well, no, it's just what normal Americans have to present when they get a job. It just is part of an ID. Okay. I got to tell you what's been confusing me about this. It's where I begin to get lost with y'all on this. This is the hill you want to die on? Yeah, I got to get a license that requires me to demonstrate two forms of proof I'm a citizen. Okay, you guys know that the NSA spies on everything you do, right? Without a warrant. Like the founders would full on freak out on you. What have you allowed this country to become? Okay, you realize the NSA captures illegally, because they don't have a warrant, every keystroke you have ever typed, every text you've ever sent, every email you've ever sent, every transaction in your bank account, everything you purchased for that transaction. Yeah, you got that $13.99 porn film. Yeah, they know what it was. They know what you watched. They got it all in the database. And if you listen to Rand Paul's interviews, they likely also have recordings of every conversation you've ever had across a digital device. He actually hinted at that on my show in Charleston. I can't say for certain they have that. But they got all the rest of it. Y'all upset about that? No? Why do you care about real ID? And by the way, your congressman, just last year, in the last year and a half, they voted twice to re-up it. In fact, Speaker Mike Johnson gave them expanded powers so they can now go into people's routers and take all of the information that crosses it. And the people whose routers they go into, think apartment complexes, businesses, like office buildings, they can do that with no warrant. And if the person tells anybody, including the target, the FBI is doing it without a warrant, they can be prosecuted. Where are we all then? I scream about that. Don't care. Oh, okay. But you care about real ID. Yeah, I'm not following. I'm sorry. I'm lost. I just shaking my head going, okay. What is real ID? It's terrible. Well, why would Trump do this? Okay. The bill was passed under George W. Bush. Joe Biden paused it, but then set it in motion. Barack Obama paused it. Okay. Why would Trump want to go forward with this at this point? Because it's almost impossible for an illegal immigrant to get a real ID unless that illegal immigrant has been given one of those illegal social security numbers that Joe Biden gave them, but that Trump is taking back. That's it. So what is real ID? It's horrible. Okay. Here's what you got to present to get a real ID. Proof of identity. So you can use U.S. passport or birth certificate. Proof of social security number. Social security card, W-2. You can use for that. Two proofs of state residency, utility bill and lease agreement. And proof, this is my favorite part, of legal presence. Proof of legal presence. So that's for non-citizens. So in other words, you're here on a visa, you can get a real ID, which is fine. If you're here on a visa, you're here legally, that's fine with me. You're an illegal immigrant, you're slam out of luck. Proof of legal presence and any name change documents. No, the government's got my stuff. Oh no, real ID. Real ID. It's got a star on it. Okay, I will admit, the yellow star is a little unfortunate as a marker of real ID. I would have gone with something different. Probably not a star and definitely not yellow. But folks, this is what you're upset about. But you don't care that the NSA is collecting all of your data. Okay. All right. You don't care that more than a million times, more than a million times in the final 2 years of the Biden administration, FBI agents, contractors, Department of Homeland Security contractors, Democrat law firms illegally accessed the NSA database that has the most private details of your life in it. You don't care about it. They did that without a warrant. Okay, cool. You don't care that the NSA database was accessed to look up Republican donors, Trump, his family, and his entire team illegally. Don't care. But you're really, really hyped up about real ID, which, as wait, the best I can tell, is just going to keep illegal immigrants from voting and make it very hard for them to drive legally and honestly function in our society. It's going to start to make it very hard for them to get jobs too. Okay. Yeah. I'm going to find something else to rage about, rage at Trump at, because this ain't it. Folks, does this seem bizarre to you? A Democrat's falling in love with this MS-13 gang member, who we now know is on the international, the transnational criminal watch list. Scooped up one of the times they scooped him up in a murder investigation, hanging out with other MS-13 members. This is a bad dude. They're in love with him. Why? Why are they doing it? Well, they're soft on crime. No. No. I'm going to explain all the weirdness here. The not caring about Rachel Marin, the not caring about the 12-year-olds raped by illegal immigrants, the not caring about Lake and Riley, the voting against the Lake and Riley Act. All these things that seem so strange to normal people. What is going on here? The Democrats are insane. Well, that goes without say. But what you're seeing is something we don't recognize. And that's why we don't know what it is. It is classic Marxism. Xi Van Fleet was born in China. She saw, as a child, the communist Chinese revolution. One of the things she remembers as a child is a man, a dead man, floating in a well. She remembers the principal and some of the students at her school murdered by the students who were never arrested. She remembers seeing one of her teachers knocked to the floor, stomped on, spat upon by children who were never disciplined. Why? Because what was instituted in China were 10 separate categories into which the entire population was divided. Five of them were oppressor categories, five of them were oppressed categories. In communist China, particularly after the revolution, if you were in the oppressor class, somebody in the oppressed class could murder you, rape you, do just about anything to you, and it wouldn't matter. It was considered morally okay. And she said, you're watching that now. She's talking about this. This is a year ago. In an interview with Tucker Carlson. She lives in America now, but she wants people to understand this. Understand right now that illegal immigrants who are criminals and gang members have now become the highest oppressed class there is. Okay. Last year, it was transgender strippers. Last year, transgender pole dancers, people like that. And everybody had to have one at their political event, right? Like, remember Michelle Obama? She hits the campaign trail. What, at every stop, they had a transgender man dressed as a woman. Why? Highest form of human life. Now, I'm serious. In the Marxist class system. Well, that has changed. That was very 2024. Now it's 25. And you got to get yourself an illegal immigrant gang member. It's not even good enough to have an illegal immigrant anymore. It's got to be a gang member. Here she is explaining this. Remember this. And everything they do will make sense. This is their unique culture and moral system. It is bizarre, but it's also classic Marxism.
That ideology is Marxist ideology about oppressors and oppressed. the worldview is looking everything in terms of who is the oppressor and who is the oppressed. And that is absolutely communist worldview. And for those who are oppressed, anything they do to the, of the oppressor is justified. That includes murder, kidnap, and raping. This is all justified, just like the Cultural Revolution. And that's what's happening in today's America. Those are the absolute result of decades of indoctrination.
You got it. That's why they do not care about Laken Riley. In fact, MSNBC mocked Fox News for covering her rape and murder, or attempted rape and murder at all. That's that. That's what you're looking at. Now, why was that man, when she was little, the thing that made such an impression on her in China, why was he floating in that well? Dud. She remembers it as a child. Her family finally explained to her he had killed himself to free his family, because the rest of his family were not oppressors. They were not in the oppressor classes, but he was. And for merely associating with him, they weren't able to get jobs, they weren't able to go to school, and he set them free by killing himself. This is their culture now. This is the Democrats' culture now. This is why Chris Van Hollen will travel thousands of miles to go free and visit St. Kilmar, but so far has never bothered to call back Rachel Marin's mother after she was brutally raped and murdered. Oppressor versus oppressee, and their entire culture system is now running on it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Moms, dads, are you the parent of a student athlete? Do you want to know how to get the most out of youth sports? If so, listen to the Next Pitch podcast to give you the tools to raise an aspiring athlete. It's not simple, but we talk straight and give you the best insight there is when it comes to youth sports. We'll cover everything from nutrition and training to mental toughness and teamwork. It's a podcast you can listen to together with your kids so everyone can benefit. Follow Next Pitch on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts.